Jeff, are you ready?
Yes, sir. As long as I push the lock button and hold the mic, I'm good. Hopefully I'll have no problem there.
Well, if things go okay, maybe you won't, hang on a second. Some weird message on this crazy net logger I'm using. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo. I am your host for this evening's net. This is the Rag Chew Group. Normally, this is the Moonlighters Rag Chew Group. Normally, we're on 7272, but because of circumstances beyond our control, we've been forced to down here on 7265. We are a Rag Chew Group. We meet every night of the week. Thursday night edition of this net is a tech net. Sunday night edition of this is a... What the heck was that? This is a weird night, man. The Sunday night edition of this net is a vintage net. We primarily use NetLogger as our means of logging, but we will take RF check-ins. NetLogger can be from our website.
I hear you. You're a little on the weak side, but you're there.
Loud and clear there, Andy.
I got 5 over.
Tennessee. Yeah, the amp went dark. Hang on a second, guys.
Andy, do you want me to start it while you figure out what's going on?
Yeah, go ahead. I think I blew a fuse here.
I told you gotta watch your blood pressure. It'll pop. Alpha 4 Juliet Golf. Alpha 4 Juliet Golf. N9 UIE. How does things go in Chattanooga today?
N9 UIE. AA4 JG. It has been a cool, rainy day. Let's see, 56 degrees was our high. We're down to 47. Tomorrow we're supposed to have some pretty good storms come through, and then Saturday night into Sunday morning, severe storms, but I won't be on the net, so we'll see. Hopefully by Sunday night it'll all be moved through, but it was just kind of a cool, rainy day. So what, did some work around the house, starting to tear down Christmas.
Okay, well, up here we have 56 right now. It was a warm, wet, yucky day, and you're going to have severe storms tomorrow. Would that mean that Mark would have severe storms tomorrow?
Yep, it should be him as well, but it might be a little later for him. So they're saying for us 7 p.m. tomorrow. He might be a little later, but it's a solid red line.
Okay, so we might have to get it to be a short net tomorrow night. Mark will do it.
Yep, Mark's got this. And this is all just today, so you know the weather changes between today and tomorrow. But I just kind of listen to what they say and make some preparations, but that's as far as they go.
Yep, that's pretty much what I do. Anything else going on, Jeff?
Nope, that's about it. Learning to fly my drone. I got a little drone for Christmas, so I'm trying to learn how to do that. Just got a little one to start with and see how I do. But this afternoon it was too windy, so I couldn't do anything. So I just worked around the house. I say, let's roll. AA4JG.
Somewhere around here, I have a little bitty one that fits in your hand that you could fly in the house. Anyway, breaking with Alpha 4, Juliet Goff, and thanks for logging for, I guess, me right now. And we'll catch you in a little while. I'm going to skip me because I'm talking. Whiskey Alpha 1, November India Papa. Mark, how's things going in Roswell?
going good here. Dave and Jeff, good evening. Sorry you're having some trouble there, Andy. I'm sure you figure your signal didn't go down any, though. At least for me, you were still five over. Hopefully it's a very simple fix. But, no, looks like, Jeff, you're right. If you can hear me all right, I have a pretty good copy on you. Looks like we're going to have rain starting right now all the way through for the next couple of days and some really heavy stuff right around midnight tomorrow. So that makes sense if you're getting it early evening or so. So we'll see. Sounds like it's time to disconnect the antenna and just keep our fingers crossed. Dave, I don't know if you were on last night or, it was last night. Mikey was on with Heather and they got zapped pretty good. I didn't know if you had heard that.
Negative. I did not hear that. When I got on, when I finally got back, there was no traffic at all.
Yeah, we ran pretty late, but there was, Mike got on, and I could barely make him out. I think John was trying to pull him in, and I heard, then Heather came in. I could hear it pretty well, but they were running battery power, and they lost a couple of radios. Yeah, not pretty, unfortunately.
Oh, wow. Okay. And not sure where they could get the radios repaired, actually.
I don't know. I'm sure they'll pop up. But whatever they were running, they sounded pretty good on. But, yeah, they got some charring on their power, on their AC power, and they were still diagnosing the situation. So I felt bad for them, but... anyway, I see K1BCR is not going to join us tonight. I just wanted to say I think he's taking this retirement thing a little too serious. It's time to buckle up now and get back to enjoying the radio, but he's been out to dinner every single day. I don't know what's up with that.
Well, you do realize he's not going to be here Sunday.
No, I didn't realize that.
Well, he's retired, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, whatever. You got anything else going on in Roswell? No UFOs or anything landing?
No, but I'll look outside. I'm sure I can spot one or two. Don't forget, I've got Dobbins Air Force Reserve Base just down the street here, so we always got something flying in here. Maybe it'll be Joe. Oh, no, that's right. Joe's down in the Virgin Islands for the next few weeks. I forgot about that. It's a tough job. Anyway, turn it back to you there, Dave, and... fingers crossed there, Andy, and hello, Bill, and Dan, and Tim, and anybody else who can hear us out there. I'm glad you found us down here on, or at least I hope you did, on 265. All right, WA1NIP, back to N9UIE.
Breaking with WA1NIP, N9UIE. Andy, you find out anything?
Yeah, I blew a fuse.
Are you back?
I am now, yeah. I'm just a little under 500 watts, so here we are.
Okay, all yours, N9UIE, stepping aside.
Alrighty then. Well, N9UIE, I didn't get the chance to talk to you, but you talked to Mark, so that's good enough. N0GFQ, what's up, Bill? Did you have a happy holiday? Did you have a Merry Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We kept the tree kind of bare. No presents or anything under them, and the friends that was rounding up the presents for the kids waited till after they went to bed on Christmas Eve and went to sleep, and then... they brought them over, and we put them under the tree, and when they got up the next morning, their eyes were the size of saucers, because I kept telling them, I said, you guys are misbehaving. You're going to get coals in your shoes for Christmas. You're not getting any toys. Well, they were happy little campers when they realized that they weren't that bad. And then our neighbors down below invited us for Christmas dinner. They lived in the house just below us there, down about 100 feet from the house, down below. And they had smoked ham with a special honey cinnamon glaze on it and all that kind of good stuff and all the trimmings and whatnot. So we picked out like a bunch of hogs, you know. And... they says, well, why don't you take one of those? They had a whole bunch of desserts, so, and one of the cherry pies didn't come out right. It kind of came out crumbly, but it was still very tasty. And I said, no, I'll take that cherry pie. Oh, man, I've been enjoying that. Oh, boy, it's been good. So other than that, we just kind of been laying back. Now my car's broke down. It don't want to start. I got a sneaking suspicion it's either in the computer system or the fuse system or the security system's got the car locked down to where it won't start. I changed the battery in my electric key that unlock and unlock the door because that battery was dead. And so I pushed the button a bunch of times, and it was going through the motions of click, 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 but it wasn't really locking and unlocking. So something else is haywire under there, either a fuse or something. And when I go to start the car, it kind of, the dash lights just kind of flicker. So, and I know I got a full charged battery. The battery shop down at the bottom of the hill, checked it out, and it's in excellent shape. So I cleaned all the posts and the clamps and everything and rehooked everything, and it's still giving me fits. So our city clerk's got a mechanic friend, and he's going to probably come over the next day or two and check it out and see what's going on. In the meantime, I may have to call the dealership and say, hey, come haul this thing to your dealer and figure out what you got to do to it to unlock everything.
Well, there's a Christmas present for you. Your car not working. That stinks. Well, there's the drawback with all this electronic crap, right? The more toys, the easier stuff is to break, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had an old pickup truck that had one of those ancient computer set boxes in it, and it'd go haywire about every 30 or 40,000 miles. And you just buy a new computer box and plug it in there, and it was good to go, you know. This is the early days when they were starting to go electronic, and it was very basic. So then it was easy fix. But nowadays, oh my gosh, you almost got to call China itself to figure out what's going on.
Well, absolutely. They don't make it easy. Although it access to the little gizmos that tell you what your codes and stuff are, that's getting a little better. But still in all, they're just too complicated.
Yeah, especially, you know, with that sensitivity of computer stuff bouncing around in the car and on the rough roads and everything, and they don't have them in any kind of protection to where they're bouncing around or anything. Cause, you know, whenever you have a kind of a jolt protection, and it just knocks them out off their keister, so to speak, and they go crazy real quick.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case, and they don't last as long as they did before, so that's unfortunate as well.
Yeah, that's the problem, and actually, you know, built-in obsolescence is kind of like what old one of the Ford said back in, oh gosh, this is way back in the mid-60s. We don't want you to fix your car. Ashtray gets full, trade it in for a new car.
Well, unfortunately, that's the way. Yeah, I believe that's the case. They all want you to buy new ones. And of course, then they crushed a whole bunch of them there a while back, so you really had no choice.
Yeah, you can't go to the dealership to buy a... you can't go to the auto parts store or anything because you can't get any parts because a lot of these outfits just crush the cars and recycle the material.
Well, it's more beer for us, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So Dylan can have her picture on another can.
Not in my house.
Mine either.
All right, Bill. You know the drill, right? You hear somebody that I don't, or you got a comment, or whatever, you just let me know, okay?
QSL.
All right. Did we do any RF check-ins, Jeff?
No, sir, we did not.
Well, let's give that a run and see what happens. CQ40, CQ40. This is Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo looking for your check-ins. Anyone anywhere?
Kilo Charlie 8 Alpha Romeo Oscar.
Kilo Charlie 8 Alpha Romeo Oscar. Anybody else? Good. We picked up one for the list. All right, who's our next victim here? KQ4RHI, Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo, any copies?
W2HAR, this is KQ4RHJ, and Andy, I'm glad you made it back, because you are still my hero. Back to you.
Yeah, sorry about the I on the end, because I'm going to use NetLogger on my tablet, and it cuts off the bottom of everybody's call, so Q's look like O's, and J's look like I's or L's, so sorry about that.
I'm all right. I've been called a lot of things, so that's okay. Kind of a soggy day here, just like everybody else. It's supposed to rain Saturday, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then the temperatures are supposed to be in the 50s and 60s through Tuesday. And then, I guess winter will start next year. Back to you.
Same, exact same thing here, except for our rain isn't supposed to happen until Sunday, so we're going to get it a day after you. And then I guess sometime in the new year, the very beginning of the new year, it's supposed to get cold and stay that way for a while. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. So in my CX pursuit, I made a contact with a station in Alaska just about an hour ago. And that's state number 49 for me. The only one I got left yet is Delaware. So I'm getting there. Back to you.
Delaware was a tough one for me. Delaware and Maryland were difficult. It took me a while to get those. Delaware, Maryland, South Dakota. It's weird. I got Alaska and Hawaii almost immediately. But in Nevada, I had a hard time, or not Nevada, Utah were difficult for me.
Well, you know, I haven't really gone specifically after any state. Just, you know, noodling through the island, seeing what I hear. And the check marks disappeared on the map. So, but anyway, I guess now my effort will be on Delaware. We'll see. I've heard that that's a difficult state. Back to you again.
Yeah, I think I had to wait for the Delaware QSO party when there were a whole bunch of them online, and I caught one or two of them then. Actually, I caught a bunch of them then, because I think I got a couple that just didn't confirm. So I finally got some confirmations out of that nonsense. But my latest DX was American Samoa, and that was last Friday.
All right. Well, that's just the fun of it. You can talk to people all around the world. I was trying to catch a guy in Venezuela, or not Venezuela, Australia, just a few minutes ago, but I didn't get through the pileup. So, you know, I'll just keep after it. So I wanted to share a funny thing with you. A couple of years ago, I bought a Mini Cooper, and the dealership still has my email address, and they send me emails where they think I should buy another new one. In the most recent advertisement from BMW for the Mini Cooper, quote, open go-kart experience reimagined. Back to you.
Did they actually say that?
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't just something that somebody scribbled together at the dealership. This is official stuff.
I think the European car companies, especially the British car companies, are having themselves some trouble. I guess Jaguar got themselves into some hot water with some advertisement, and their sales have dropped right off because of some stupid ad they put out, too. What's going on over there?
I don't know. But, the funny thing, too, is, that's, you know, hey, Sue, want to go somewhere? Let's take the go-kart. So, you know, I had called her the go-kart before they did. So, anyway, just a little bit of a chuckle to share with you. Back to you again.
Yeah, you got to get two of them, one for each foot. They're like roller skates.
Just about. Well, we had a Miata, and then we got a dog, so we had to get something with a back seat. So that's how the Mini Cooper came into being.
Well, I hope it's not a big dog, because you better have a moonroof or a sunroof in there, that dog get his head out.
Well, our intention, and this has been working out, is we pretty much only drive the car with the top down during the summer. So he pits. You know, and if I buy something, like I bought a weed eater, and I had to roll the window down to bring it home in that car. So anyway, yeah, it's a little guy. Back to you.
Yeah, one of my daughter's friends has a Mini Cooper, and it's the one with the, you know, the decked out with the British flag and stuff on top. She did a 3-point turn in my driveway between the houses.
Yeah, it's really easy to drive, and this thing handles like it's on rails. It's just, you know, it's just fun when you get on a windy road. You just don't even have to go near the brakes. Back to you again.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I've never been in one. I don't know how I'd fit. I'm like 6'1", so I don't know. We'll see. Would there be headroom? I suppose so.
Yeah, and the front seats are okay, but the back, well, this same advertisement says room for four, but it doesn't say four what, because if it's anything like the models that I have, maybe infants would sit in the back, but no adults, no way for that.
Yeah, not sure if it's humans or, whatever. There you go, that's Lilliputians, who knows what they're talking about. All right, Dan, good to hear from you again. Did you have a good Christmas?
Always do. And, I just have to say it again, always do. Back to you.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we had a nice time. It was quiet. Christmas Eve, we had some of my daughters, both of my daughters' friends over. Christmas Day was just us. So we just kind of hung out and did our presents in the morning and played some games, and we had a good time, watched some movies. So yeah, watched football for a little bit. I'm not big on that, but they are, so you know, they had a good time with that.
Yeah, I like watching a good football game. I don't care. I don't support a particular team. Just a really good game. And boy, some of that athleticism is just really impressive. Just clobbering each other. I don't know about that. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of the nonsense with Kansas City and all that. Being a Buffalo fan, obviously I'm kind of partial, but the officiating, I think since the DraftKings and those guys got involved, I don't think football is the same.
Well, you'd want to trust everybody, and I do, but it just reminds me of a bumper sticker that I saw a couple of years ago, and it said, "We are being lied to." So anyway, why not?
Yeah, I guess as long as you find it entertaining and you're not losing a whole lot of money on it, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, I don't gamble. I've worked very hard all my life for my money, and I'll spend it on stuff, but I'm not going to give it away.
Yeah, I'm with you. The casino and me don't get along. I went once, lost $20 in 20 minutes, and went for a coffee.
Well, I went to Las Vegas a number of years ago, and before I went, I set a $200 limit for myself. You know, this is once I get to $200, I'm done. You know, because, you know, you can go to a credit card machine, an ATM, and bankrupt yourself. But anyway, just quarters and stuff like that, the one-arm bandit, that $200 was gone in like 45 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, you know, I got nothing against the people that enjoy going there and doing that. That's, you know, that's on you. As long as you can, you know, set a limit and stay within it, I'm good with that. Have fun.
Yeah, the entertainment was top shelf. And also, there was a tour to the Hoover Dam, which was nearby, and that was really interesting to see through that. So it was a fun vacation. It was a vacation that I won, so that made it even a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, nothing better than a free vacation. All right, Dan, I'm going to get on down the list here. Like I told Bill, if you hear somebody I don't, just let me know, okay?
I will do so, and based on previous experience, I'll stick around and I'll take that to 3 hours, too.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to be able to hear and come an hour from now. Whiskey 2 Alpha, Juliet Romeo, clear with KQ4RHJ. KWBL, Mr. Tim, what's going on in Cincinnati tonight?
Contact.
Hey, go ahead, Tom.
Well, put me on the list.
Norway 3, Victor Sugar, we'll put you on the list. There you go. Did you catch him, Jeff?
Yes, sir. Got him on the list.
Roger on that. Okay,
KAWBL,
what's up, Tim?
W2AJR in a group, big group tonight. Everybody sounds pretty good. I hear the usual great group in here, Dave and Mark and Bill and you and everybody. So I got the amp on tonight. Make sure you guys can hear me okay. I almost blew it up earlier. Had a lot of 80 beers and was shooting on 40, but just didn't take some licking. So But anyway, yeah, you guys had it easier with the WAS. Back in the old days here, when I got it before the internet, no QRZ to even look up calls. You could finally buy a call book. But no net view to help you out either. I did most of mine on a HW16 8-kit CW transceiver with 75 watts. And when you got your general class, you could turn it all the way up to 90 watts. Wow, that made a difference, I'm sure. At least by Fosno, they did too, and it's new to me, I'm sure. But I really enjoy. I got all these colorful QSL cards. I got most of them on 40 meters, and most of it on two different frequencies, because that's all I had, two rocks on 40 meters, 7104 and 7106. And wouldn't you know, 7105 was Radio Moscow. So anyway, you guys got it easy. I've talked to a couple of people that were able to get a WAS in a couple of days. Of course, that's using FT8 and all the other resources and stuff that can line them up for you. You just knock them over. So, but then again, they don't get those nice colorful QSL cards that we've been waiting for months and years that finally arrived via the Bureau. So anyway, my two cents on that there, Andy, if I check in. But 50 degrees here today. It's raining on and off all day. Just really, nothing rain really. No accumulation that I could tell. But tomorrow should be beautiful, up to 60, and then we take a dive down and back into winter. Or for the first time, probably. So, anyway, back to you. I'll be riding along. W2HAR, KAWBM.
Yeah, there you go, Tim. It took me, 2 years, 2.5 years on sidebands to get my work to all states. It took me 2 days the first time I did it on FT8. It took me a day and a half the second time I did it on FT8. So, yeah, it's definitely a different playing field. And all my QSL cards now, I still get some, which are nice. I got a nice box. My kids got me a nice box to put them in. But I got a ton of electronic QSL cards. That seems to be the way now.
Oh, yeah, well, much easier. And the log book of the world and all that, you know, you can just type it in there and hope the other guy confirms. But, before it was like, well, you know, I'll send a card to him or a couple of cards. And then there was even limitations. I know some places, Russia, not Moscow or whatever, you could not send a card to them. All the stations you were able to hear or talk to were all club stations only, no privately owned stations in Russia at the time. And my friend sent a card, and it was always rejected because it had an eagle on the card, like an American eagle kind of thing. So anything that looked American was automatically rejected. So you couldn't put a flag or anything on there. You had to put something very plain and send that, and they might send something back.
Was that an HOA?
So somebody make a comment in there, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm always free, Victor Sugar. You want to try to get TXCC with the... all QSL cards, over.
Comment. Five-band work-all stage, try that one.
Comment.
With you, Tim, go ahead. Say it again.
I said, the hardest one I thought might be the five-band work-all stage.
Okay, 0FCO, standing by.
Standing by station, go ahead with your call again.
Yes, my call is Kilowatt Zero, Foxtrot, Charlie Lima, and I was just curious where the station was where they couldn't put up a flag, over.
You can't have a flag on your QSL card if you want to send it into Russia. They would refuse it.
Oh, okay, into Russia on a QSL card. Okay, I thought it was... I thought it was here in the U.S. As an HOA. You couldn't put up a flag. My brother lives in a place like that where you can't even put up a flagpole in Massachusetts there. Anyway, I'll get on the side. I'm sorry. I was just tuning around the band and heard that. This is K0FCL, Conrad in Kansas. We'll stand by.
That's fine, Conrad. This is Tim in Cincinnati. Yeah, I was referring to the old days here when you had to mail off your QSL cards to other countries and try to get a return back. Moscow, Russia wasn't, you couldn't send anything that looked American if it had an eagle on the front of it or American flag or any kind of American symbol they wouldn't be accepted, and you certainly wouldn't get a return card. And all return cards were from the club stations. There was no privately owned stations back then that I was aware of. At least they wouldn't allow. So anyway, back to you, Andy. W2AJRKAWBL.
Roger on that, Tim. Do you have a good Christmas? Everything go okay?
Yeah, this plane, you know, I got clothes, and I don't need anything, really. I think I got a guitar strap. Other than that, some earbuds, T3 shirts, sweaters, you know, usual kind of stuff. I don't really need any ham equipment. Got more now than I need. I need parts to repair them in time, I guess.
Well, it's kind of tough to put that time in a stocking. So, yeah, I got earbuds, too. That seems to be the, gift of choice this year. Also got some new Christmas shirts and stuff like that. I got a telescope, cool telescope to go on my phone. That was fun to play with.
A telescope that goes on your phone? A program, I guess?
No, it's an actual telescope, little telescope that clips onto the camera of your phone. And then there's a program that goes with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've seen those advertised. So I know Mark out here is into astronomy. I've got a real nice Mead 8-inch, CG, whatever. It's a little short job, 2000. I had it for many years, so long story on that thing. But it's a flying Schmidt category. That's it. Can't remember the terms. But anyway, too much light pollution where I'm okay that right now.
Yeah, I've got a Celestron 8-inch reflector, and same. I just got to drive a little bit to get out of the light. But mine's got the tracker thing. You point it at three different objects in the sky. It triangulates itself, and then you just tell it what you want to look at, and it'll point itself there.
Yeah, see, that's what I need. I'm not smart enough to know how to read those maps well enough. I try to. And this one's got a hand controller on it, quartz drive and all that. It's one of the older ones, but it doesn't have a Starfighter drive on it. One of those is it. Well, once you get oriented there, it'll point to anything you want.
Yeah, it knows where you are. It knows that you should be able to see. You can go ahead and do a tour of the solar system. That's kind of fun.
Oh, that would be fun. Here's a breaker. Go ahead, breaker.
And tell everybody a late Merry Christmas and a early Happy New Year. I didn't know if Andy AB8MO made it on here or not, but just trying out a nearby NO battery and the Zigger G90. So you guys have a great holidays and enjoy it. KC8 JFP back in that.
Okay, yeah, I was talking to net control there. Andy, my call is K8WBL. I'm in Cincinnati, Tim. And you're about 5 and 9 here with the 20 watts. So, Andy, over to you. Let you take control here. K8WBL.
Yep, thanks, Tim. What was the guy that was just checking in? What was your call? Go ahead.
Kilo Charlie 8, Julian
Foxtrot Papa. Okay. We're gonna throw you on the list, and we'll get down to you if you're going to stick around.
Yeah, I'm going to be up. I'm not sure how long your list is, but I got to go upstairs for a minute and just trying out this model. Very good. KC8JFP.
Roger on that. Well, your battery pack is making it to Buffalo, New York. You sound good. With E2 Alpha Juliet Romeo, who's there with you? KG5RW. James, what's up, James?
He checked out.
Checked out. Okay, I wish I could check out. Oh, I've checked out totally. N9ILR. Douglas. Doug, what's up, Doug? Oh, I can't hear Doug. Has anybody got him?
I can just tell he's in there.
Hey there, Doug. This is WA1NIP. I've got a good copy on you, Doug, down here in Atlanta. It's a little sketchy for some of the other boys, but I just want to say hey and thanks for the input. How are things today? okay. You got a little rain going on or something up there probably? We got rain coming down through Chattanooga and Atlanta tonight. And Jeff and I are probably going to have to tweak a little bit here and there. But, no, you're sounding pretty good. I got you about a 5.8 or so. The band's not working. I had you real good last night, though. Doug, thanks for checking in tonight, buddy. We'll catch you on the 73 round. Hopefully you're still there. All right, breaking with N9JLR, back to W2AJR, WA1NIP.
Thanks for picking up. I can hear him a little better at the end of that. I don't know, he started picking up, but couldn't quite catch him. N9JLR, Whiskey 2, Alpha, Juliet, Romeo. B-A-B-A-C, Alan, what's up, Alan?
Andy, how you doing tonight? K-B-A-C, just got a new mic for Christmas, and I'm checking it out and making sure it's all good for tomorrow morning's net. And been wrestling with a sink all day, and was installing one. I got it all put together, and the feed lines are about 3 inches too short, so I said, to heck with it. I'm going to play radio for the rest of the night.
Oh, man, that's rough. Yeah, I won't be on the net tomorrow morning. I'll be out in the woods. Last day for me as far as getting out and going hunting, but I'll be in there more regularly after that.
Hey, Roger that. I'm gonna do the net and take off across state to north of Grand Rapids for the in-laws for Christmas, and two out of my three kids are over there for Christmas, so going to meet up with them and be there till Sunday afternoon and come home. And yeah, that's just going to be a busy weekend and a lot of family, and probably by the time I get home Sunday night, I'll be ready to just kick back and not do anything.
Yeah, I can understand that completely. Hey, Al, have you heard, I haven't heard Gary in a while. Has he been around? Greyhound Gary, has he been around?
Not the ECR, he hasn't. I don't know what the deal is there, but he called it quits on everything. I've seen him on Parks on the Air a few times, but that's just about it. Did I lose you, Andy?
Oh, he might have blown another fuse.
There you go. Hit my feet a fool, guys. Sorry about that.
Change it back.
There we go. Is that better? You gotta watch your hands when you're playing with your radio.
I heard that before.
There you go.
Anyways, how's this mic sounding?
It doesn't sound bad. From what I'm used to hearing you, like on the Saturday net, it's a little bassier, but it's not obnoxious.
Yeah, that's good. That's not too bad. Yeah, I hit that low end cut switch. That's the first thing I do anytime I have one. But maybe I'll get into the settings and pull out a little bit and cut the bass a little bit more.
Yeah, just a tad. I would relax it just a little bit, and it should be right on the money.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, and I'll stick around for the 73 round, see if it's any better than KBAC. Back to you, Andy.
Sounds good, Al. Thanks for being in there. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo. Hang on a second. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet
Romeo. KQ4 PCR, any copy, Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo.
Yeah, Roger, Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo, Kilo Quebec 4 Papa Charlie Romeo. You got a copy, Andy?
I got a good copy. Got a room full of you. You're 5 over S9 here. Sounding real good.
Yeah, Roger that. Thank you. Appreciate that. Quiet day here today. Took the wife out to lunch. It was a dreary, rainy day and kind of chilly, so we went looking for some baked potato soup and a nice club sandwich, so it was a nice, relaxing day. Over.
Oh, no, that sounds good. I had stuffed banana pepper soup last night. It was fantastic.
Yeah, nothing like soup on a cold, damp day. Yeah, I really like it. I really like it. And I wanted to call her back out at Dan and congratulate him on his 49 states. And I think he said he was still just working on Delaware. And if he hadn't thought about it, log into the POTA site and look at the POTA spots and find a POTA park that's broadcasting from Delaware and kind of cheat a little bit. But then, pick him up, kind of round out your 50 states there, Dan.
That is not a bad idea at all. Look for a POTA park, somebody doing POTA in Delaware. That's a doable thing. That's a pretty easy, but it's almost as good as a DX spot.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. A little cheating, but a little hack. A little hack doesn't hurt anybody, Roger.
Comment, go ahead.
This is Dan.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Well, I figured you might have tried it, but figured I'd throw it out there anyway. And but anyway, good luck on your quest. Well, Danny also, I think you said you tried that, worked that fella from Australia on 10 meters right before the net. I got a VK2 X-ray Zulu. Victor Kilo 2 X-ray Zulu on 10 meters right before the net, and so on 10 meters that was pretty cool. 10 meters was wide open, and we were also talking a couple mentions about exotic DX spots. I got Malawi, Africa last week right before Christmas. It was on 20 meters, believe it or not, and that same night I got New Zealand. And South Africa, and on 20 meters, all in about 15 minutes. Over. Yeah, Roger, Roger. KQ4 RJH KQ4 PCR. Yeah, he. I got him. Pretty lucky. Got him. I got a pretty decent signal report from him, and I'd worked him a couple times before. He's a pretty good egg. Yeah, he was strong. I'd have to go back to my log. I can't remember what I heard him at. Let's see, I heard him at... He was a 5'7", and 5'7" into me. Yeah, Roger, Roger. KQ4RJH, KQ4PCR. Yeah. Sometimes, I just got lucky and slid right in there. Actually on the first try. That was, I was kind of, hey, I hadn't talked to Australia in a few weeks, so that was pretty nice. A lot of Japan stations on there tonight, but I could not get one of them. Andy, W2AJR, KQ4PCR.
Roger on that, Tom. Well, you can only do what you can do when conditions will allow it, so you just keep on throwing out your call sign. That's the way of it.
Yeah, it's like fishing, toss your line in the water and see what you can get, Roger.
Yeah, if you don't get your line wet, you're not going to catch any fish, so just holler and see what happens. A lot of my contacts have been that way. Just holler at the guy and see what happens.
Yeah, because I'm not a really powerful station. I'm only running about maximum 500 watts if I cheat a little bit. 500 is about as max as I can throw out.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. 500 is as much as I'll do. So, yep, you got to do with what you can.
Yeah, I do. I was lucky. The orientation of my antenna is really good for DX work. It's 132-foot NFED. It's in an inverted V. The height of the V is 45 feet, and it's in a northeast-southwest orientation. It works really well.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Mine's an inverted V in the east-west orientation. That still does all right.
Comment.
Come on in.
Yeah, that inverted V is about the best you'll ever get. I did an awful lot of countries with the inverted V antenna.
Yeah, roger that. I mean, I'm not going to complain about it. It's served me well. I have not been operating that long, and I've got 136 countries, 113 of them confirmed, they're all over, Japan to Finland, to the southern tip of South America, so I can't complain about that inverted half wave.
Now you're doing a good job. But remember, the further up you go in numbers, the harder they get to get them.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm already starting to feel that. There's not a whole lot of new ones on the air. I got to look a little further and work a little harder. Like you said, for that first, 40, 50, 60 of them, man, everybody was new. Roger?
Roger on that. Well, have fun. Enjoy it. One of the best things you can do is work for the DXCC on hold.
Yeah, roger, roger. And everything I'm doing right now is on voice. And I'm trying to, I got no problem with digital modes, no problem with digital modes at all. I am just, I like voice and I like cards. I send out cards and I receive cards, trying to keep that alive, over.
Yep, well, I did all of mine before FT8 even came about.
Yeah, roger, one of these days I'll learn how to do that. It'll be good for when the cycle ends and things are kind of tough, but right now, I like talking to people, over.
Okay, enjoy the QSL cards and keep working. It takes a little while.
Yeah, roger, roger. This is KQ4PCR, and I'm sorry, I don't recognize all the voices yet. Who am I speaking with?
Norway 3, Victor Sugar, the native Tom.
All right, Tom, thank you.
I'll take it back. This is Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo. Thanks, Don. And thanks, Tom. We'll be clearing with you. And Don, you're going to be sticking around for the 73?
Yeah, roger, roger.
Okay, band's starting to shift here because I'm starting to lose time and whatever else. But at least my computer's back up and I have a regular view in NetLogger. That's nice. Victor Alpha 3, Golf Lima Juliet. Zach, you got a copy on me?
Absolutely, Andy. I got a great copy on you. You're at least a plus 10 in the Karchi. How do you copy your buddy from America's 51st state?
I got a good copy on you, and welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. It's time to buy a new flag, I guess.
Yeah, apparently. We'll see how this all plays out. Very, very interesting. Anyhow, I'm sure it's all in jest, but we'll see how things work out. Good day today. Yeah, I'm just kind of waiting to see if we're going to lose power. We're getting rain right now, and it could potentially turn into freezing rain. So we're about 32 degrees Fahrenheit. How are things down your way there, Andy?
Well, we're in the same boat. We're just a little bit warmer than that. It was above freezing. We lost quite a bit of the snowpack today. Not sure what it is right now. Let me check. Right now it's 38. So if we get rain, it's just
going to
be rain.
Yeah, okay. I got to keep on, I got to keep looking at how the weather is down your way and further south as we start planning our trip down to Florida and that. So we'll keep an eye on things and that. Yeah, today we woke up and our Christmas tree was done. It was it wasn't drinking anymore and it was all dried up. So we gave that the old heave-ho. We just tackled the house. We pretty much undecorated the entire inside of the house. I'll leave the outside lights out probably until about the new year, I suppose.
Yep, we're doing ours after next weekend. It'll be our weekend to take everything down. My daughter's going to have some minor surgery, so we want to get our stuff taken care of so we can get over to her place and give her a hand getting her stuff put away. Then we'll be done. It's kind of early for us, but what are you going to do? You got to do what you got to do when you can do it.
No, you're right. We were going to leave the house decorated because the plan was for our son, who lives down in southern Ontario, to come up and spend a couple of days and we'd do a second Christmas. But the kids all came down with colds and all that, so they're not making the trip up, so we just said the heck with it. We'll we'll get things packaged up and put away until next year. Are you watching much of the junior hockey that's going on now, Andy?
Negative. I haven't watched it. I don't watch much hockey anymore because the quality of hockey that the Sabres have been putting out lately, you know, when they're setting records for losing games in a row, 13, 14 games in a row, I kind of shut them off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get what you mean, and I don't watch the NHL at all. Maybe a little bit of the playoffs, depending on who's playing in that, but the juniors, it's a different kind of hockey. The kids are out there really, really trying in that, so the U.S. has got a stacked team, and it looks like Canada's going to do well at the same time as well.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to have to start doing that, because I started watching some college football a while back because I couldn't take the NFL anymore, all the whiny rich guys in the NFL. But now the college kids are going to be the same because they're going to be getting paid, so I don't know. I guess I'll go watch cricket or something.
Yikes. Anyhow, Andy, I won't hold you. Yeah, you're still coming in strong, so hopefully the band holds up, and I'll be around for your 73. How's that sound? PA3GLG.
Sounds good, Greg. Yeah, I'm starting to lose you a little bit. I'm getting hammered by somebody above me, 72-69 or something like that. They're just super wide. The guy's like 8 KC's wide. It's freaking ridiculous, but whatever. We're out of our elements out here, so we got to deal with it. We'll come back around to you. Thanks for being in there, Greg. And we'll talk. Oh, fuck. Hey, Dave, do you still got a copy on me?
And on UIE, I got you.
Yeah, my amp just blew up again. I'm going to be out of here for a bit. Can you take over?
Okay, where are we at?
We are at 14, Sharon.
Got it. NA5H, NA5H, it's your turn.
N9UIE in the nest, this is NA5H. Well, I'll tell you, it rained yesterday and the storms blew through overnight, but no damage here, just a lot of rain. And today was a beautiful sunshiny day with a high in the low to mid 70s and not a thing to complain about.
Hey, wait a second. You mean you saw that big, bright UFO and we didn't? Oh boy, you better get the weapons there and get things armed up, because it's going to be bad. The UFOs are there after you.
The weapons are always ready. No fear about that. And I know right where they are and how to get into them. So that's not a problem. But it was definitely a blinding disc.
Okay. Apparently, nobody is hearing me. This is different. But you're hearing me, so it's good. And meantime, we've only got up to 56, but it froze there. We're still at 56.
Well, Dave, I hate to tell you this, but I probably haven't heard you this well in a long time. You're anywhere between 10 to 20 over, just depending on voice speaks in the band.
Okay, that means that the band has went long already.
Yeah, it sounds good. Mark was blowing in here, too. I even heard Greg up there in Ontario. Howdy, Greg. It's working good for me so far.
Yeah, you're about the furthest one away, but besides Greg. And I did hear Greg, too.
Well, you're a lot closer to Greg, but I guess I'm not making it to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. She said that you and me are both in the dirt.
Oh, well. Other than that, I got Angus just laying here right by me, just taking his nappy nap because he got his medication a little while ago, so he's going to be sleepy for the evening.
Well, that's a good time to go to sleep, isn't it?
Well, yes, but if you would stay down, that's what it is.
Well, you see, you just got to time this right. You got to go to sleep when he does.
Dogs sleep most of the day and most of the night. So I don't want to be up when he's up at night because he goes to sleep one place and he wakes me up at 4 o'clock in the morning by the side of the bed, so who knows where he came from.
He probably came from outside.
That's a possibility. The doggy door works.
Yep, that's what he did. Anything else going on, Sharon?
Not a thing. The radio's working, the amplifier's working. The Drake station is still sitting there in the back shed. And I have decided I'm not going to get to it until everything settles down and I finally decide where I'm going to live long term. Okay, that being said, we'll catch y'all later in 9UIE and A58.
Where are you going to live long term? I thought you had it already figured out. You were going to spend summers up in Michigan and winters down here.
Yeah, summers in Michigan, winters down here, wherever here ends up to be. I got to have an address first.
I thought you had an address.
I have one in Texas.
Yeah.
Contact.
Go contact.
Sharon, you're 10 over here in Atlanta.
Thank you. My radio just shut down, but it came right back.
Uh-oh. Well, you sound good right now. Sorry there, Dave. Back to you, buddy.
Anyway, I won't hold it. We'll try to figure out what's going on around here. N9UIE and WA1NIP on the side. This is NA58.
Catch you later, Sharon. NA5H, N9UIE. And I heard somebody else in there besides Mark.
Hotel Kilo X-ray.
Jeff, did you hear any of them? Oh, I forgot. Jeff can't hear me.
N5REK was there.
November 3, Hotel Kilowatt X-ray.
N5REQ, correct?
QSL, November 5, Romeo Echo Tango, was wondering if I could interrupt you for just a minute to let a couple of little nephews say hi on the radio for the first time.
Okay, it probably would be better for them to say hi to Sharon than me, because I can barely hear you.
I can do that. And Dave, you also had November 3 Hotel Kilo Victor out there on the side, so get him on the list.
Okie dokie, we got him.
Okay, let me see. November 5, Romeo Echo Tango. This is North America 5 Hotel. Good evening. Who are your nephews?
Hi, my name is Zedekiah Brinkman.
Well, hello, and how are you tonight?
Good.
Do you like the radio?
Yes.
That's wonderful, because my granddaughter loves the radio, too, only she's not around it very much, but she sure likes talking on it.
I'm going to let you talk to my little brother here for just a second. He is very excited. So, hey, hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's nice to talk to you. Well, thank you very much for bugging Daddy to talk on the radio.
Hey, I appreciate you guys just taking 2 seconds to say hello. That was a lot of fun, and I'll let you get back to it. You were coming in loud and clear here, so it was a good experience. 5RE, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. John, and we appreciate you coming to the Moonlighter's Net and using us for that opportunity. It was nice talking to him. November 5, Romeo Echo Tango. This is North America 5 Hotel. Back to N9UIE. You've got it, Dave.
Thanks for getting him. And if you didn't get the blue screen, Andy said he lost the tube in his amp. No, he didn't lose it physically, but anywho, hopefully he's got a spare. He said he's out for the time being.
Stuff happens.
I guess so. Okay, we're breaking with NA5H and N5 Romeo Echo Tango. Kilo Charlie 2, Hotel Echo India. Mike, you there? N3VS, N9UIE, do you copy?
I got
Dave.
Okay, can you try to get Kilo Charlie 2, Hotel Echo India?
Kilo Charlie 2, Hotel Echo India, Norway 3, Victor Sugar, relay for the Moonlighters. Can you copy? Nothing but silence, Dave.
Okay, stand by. You're the next one if I can't find this one. Whiskey Alpha 1, November India Papa. You want to try him?
Kilo Charlie 2, Hotel Echo India. Mike, this is WA1NIP, relay for the Moonlighters. Have you got a copy? KC2HEI. Mike, WA1NIP. How about it, sir? Your turn.
I just noticed Jeff marked him as offline.
Roger, roger.
Thanks for trying. Whiskey Alpha 1, November India Papa, and 9 UIE. November 3, Victor Sugar. Tom, your turn.
Okay, Dave. I was waiting to come in. Just had a pretty decent day today. Had one of the daughters come down with they get there before the freezing rain starts. They live in upstate New York. I'll tell you that everything's going good, hearing everybody. And it's quite a good night. I'm talking a lot of stations, don't I?
Okay, well, the band is getting long. I can tell because you're not so strong. And Jeff doesn't hear me, and I bet he doesn't hear Mark either.
Yeah, could be. But Sharon was coming in here at 15 over 9. She was bombing in tonight.
Yeah, she was strong here, and I was strong there, so that's why I thought the band went long.
Yeah, well, we take what we get. You can't do anything about it, or...
I know. Well, anywho, Andy says he has spares, so he'll get up eventually again.
Yeah, well, when Andy disappears, he goes right out of sight on me. He's either very strong or he's gone.
Yeah, well, I could barely hear him when he went to call her to say he lost his amp, but that's because he was no longer with his amp. He was probably down 100 watts or less.
That's all I ever run.
Oh, no, 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 it isn't all you ever run. You occasionally run that little QRP rig.
Oh, my little 5-watt.
Yeah, see, you don't always run 100 watts.
Andy's back.
Andy's back?
Yeah, but not with an amp. I'm back just barefoot.
Okay, you want to try barefoot and just relays?
Yeah, we can give it a whirl if you want.
Oh, it's up to you. You're net control. Okay, back to you, N9 UIE.
You're a little down in Pennsylvania, Andy. I can just copy you.
Five over in Cincinnati, Andy.
Excellent. Okay, well, then we'll keep on keeping on here for a little while. See what happens. I've lost you, Tom, so I don't think the amp would make any difference there because the band has gone a little bit longer, I think.
Stand by one. Kilo Zero, Fox Charlie Lima. Kilo Zero, Fox Charlie Lima, N9 UIE calling. Kilo Zero, Fox Charlie Lima, N9 UIE. Yeah, give it a try, I can barely hear you, Bill. N9 UIE.
Charlie Lima. This is
Richard. All right, Bill, you might as well try that one, too.
Andy, have Mark try. He said he's 20 over.
Sometimes 15 over 9. But Andy just called me on the phone. I told him to, I know I gave him 4 spare tubes with that amp, switch them out. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to make him a good deal on this AL80 that I've got done. And that'll give me the incentive to get my SB1000 rebuilt.
I'm just waiting for the mailman.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's got to pay me a little bit for it. Come on. I paid $500 for the stinking thing before I rebuilt it. Yeah, Canadian dollars is better because it's worth more. The loonies and toonies are worth more than our dollar bills. Come on, man.
I can hear you good. I heard Jeff pretty good too. Heard Andy earlier. Anyway, K3MF, NA1, oh good lord. Anyway, back to you, Mark. I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna go back up on 3695. I can hear him when he turned the amp on, so that's cool. Yeah, he's got my back, so that's always good. Whiskey 2 Alpha, Juliet Romeo, clear with K3 EMF, NWA1 NIP. KJ4 CC, Ben, any copy on Whiskey 2 Alpha, Juliet Romeo? KJ4 CC, Whiskey 2 Alpha, Juliet Romeo, go ahead. Mark, you want to try that one too?
Charlie.
you get a copy, over.
J4, Charlie, Charlie, you got a copy on Israel GSU relay from the Niners, over.
Good signal on you, Mark. I have absolutely nothing on Andy, KE8BMV. Good, doing good. Hung out around the house today. We got warm and rain here in Saginaw. And still playing with my Christmas gifts. Got a new digital camera I'm trying to figure out. I was a big photography buff back in the film days. Got out of it when the digital cameras came out and decided I'm tired of taking pictures on my phone. My wife and I got a big vacation planned in February. And I don't want to take 100,000 pictures on my phone. I want a real 35mm camera I can hold in my hand. Over. About that. I don't think I've got anything on your guys' Facebook page. I'll have to look into that. Over. Roger that. Well, thanks for taking my check-in. I'm going to be one and done. I logged for a net, I ran a net, and this is my third net for the night, so I'm going to call it quits. Over.
Okay, well, thank you. It's going to be one of those nights, I guess. Let's see. KK4, VJ and K. Kevin, you got a copy of me?
Yeah, W2AJR. Hello, Andy. I do have a copy on you, but hardly anyone else there. Roger.
Oh, got a good copy on you. How you doing, Kevin? How was Christmas?
Oh, just fine. Dinner for two. Quite relaxing, actually, so I'm not complaining. Anyway, wow, fan conditions are horrible. I can hardly hear half the folks that are on here.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the way. I'm only hearing the people on the far edges. Fortunately, you're one of those people.
Well, I'm doing the best I can with what I've got, and I'm sure you are as well. I'm going to make it a short night tonight. I just jumped in. Wave a hand at everybody, those that can hear me. 7-3 from Kilo Kilo 4, Victor Juliet Kilo, Charleston, Sierra Charlie.
Nice reading there, Kevin. Hope Mom is doing okay, and we'll catch you again on another night. 7-3, my friend.
7-3, brother.
N4JY, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Don't
recheck.
Oh, beautiful. 5 over S9, John. Eric, I got Fight copy on you. I can tell when you started, I can tell when you stopped, but I couldn't tell what you were saying. Well, let me see if there's anybody else that's got a better copy on you. Bill, did you hear him at all?
No, I didn't hear a thing.
Okay, Mark, did you get him? Has anybody else got a copy on Eric at all?
UAE.
Go ahead, Dave.
Andy, with the way the band is, I would just go ahead and do the 73 round.
Sounds good to me, Jeff. You still have...
Now, wait just a minute.
Why?
You can't end it now. I'm barely hearing anybody.
That's why. N9 UAE.
Good evening, Dave. W8RNE.
W8RNE, I've got a good copy on you, but that don't make sense.
Yeah, you're S9 here. I'm not hearing too many other people, though.
I hear just a part of Andy. Andy, you want me to get Rick first before you do the 73?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Rick, go ahead. Your turn.
Holy smokes, you just dropped out, Dave. I mean, totally dropped out. I heard you say take your turn. Nothing going on here. Want to jump in and give you a number and say hello to you guys, and I hope you all had happy holidays. So we'll get back on the site, and I don't, like I said, Dave, you just dropped totally out.
So did you. Happy New Year, Rick. Maybe I'll hear you before then. N9 UIE, back to you, Andy.
Roger, 84. the top, and we're going to give this a whirl. It's going to be quick, I think. N9UAE, Mr. Dave, thanks for your help, and 73, buddy.
Oh, you're very welcome for the help, and 73, everybody, and I will be on Monday at least. I'll probably be on tomorrow as well, but it'll be on Monday. I will be doing a net for New Year's, but I am not staying up till midnight local time. I might do the net till midnight UTC, and because I still think I have to leave by 1:30 tomorrow or Tuesday. 73 is everyone. N9UAE.
I think think I'm going to get both. I'll have a spare then. Thanks again for your help. I want to thank all my relays, everybody that stuck with it, everybody that checked in, everyone who's just listening. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo saying 73, turning the frequency back over to regular amateur use. Night all.
Seventy-threes, everyone, and 9 UIE.